Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, June the 21st, 173rd day of the new year. I guess we could say happy summer, even though it just doesn't really look like happy summer outside right now.
A little dreary, but still a beautiful Humboldt day.
Somewhere in the county. Yeah. What would the big boy say? Somewhere within the sound of my voice, somebody has a shadow.
Clear to Mendocino County, yeah. I might add.
Woohoo! This afternoon, we'll kind of catch up with what is and what isn't with Jimmy. There were some false starts with some of the information, and then some formal action was taken on Tuesday. And we thought rather than waiting until next week that we would hear from the crab's mouth.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we'll make the reference to whatever that means also, and we'll do it when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 309. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Bobby Jones. It's nothing new or original to say that golf is played one stroke at a time, but it took me many years to realize that. And I suppose we could say something akin to that. We do a little warp here and say it's nothing new or original to say that politics is played 1 hour at a time. But it took me years to realize that.
Or partnerships. Yeah. How you develop those in politics.
Let's talk about the first part first and the second part second. How's that?
Well, it is your
show.
Don't
want to sneak up on you here.
It is your show.
So the first part is, let's talk a little bit about the timeline. It was, I guess, it's tough to know what was street knowledge, what was inside knowledge, what was buddy knowledge, mm-hmm. and what was general community knowledge. But there were certainly, it wasn't a total shocker for anybody that you tendered your resignation as soon as they found out that the cancer had come back and that you were going to have to go through that gauntlet again. Why now? Why not before? Why not a little bit later with the formal determination?
Well, you know, first of all, I wanted to say thanks to you and Aaron and Dan and the rest of the staff because everybody's been so kind and very patient and waiting for us to sort through everything that's been happening. And not that I'm unique. I mean, the whole community goes through these things and a lot of our friends on a daily basis. But for my part, we wanted to make sure that everything was in order with the doctors and the diagnosis and what I was going to have to do and then what the timing was. And then to just lay it out straightforward and say, I need to really concentrate on getting well, my recovery, which is certainly within the target, and the doctors are you know, assuring me that this is very treatable and we can catch up with it. That's all good.
Did you and Jackie know during the filing period that this was coming on, or did this happen after you'd made the determination that, nah, this is enough as a supervisor?
Oh, no. I did just go back to the roots. No, I knew this was my last term a long time ago. You know, we had talked about it discreetly in the past, but it was coming up.
Would that be the commercial breaks?
Yeah,
the discreet
breaks,
part? Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes. No, this has been a long time in the coming, the planned retirement. It is definitely time and has been for me to move on. This circumstance just is kind of a significant interference in what my plans were to retire. And, you know, it's going to take a little longer to get through it. And then
this isn't the springboard you wanted for your
finale.
It is
not.
Yeah.
This is not the springboard. And it did force me to make some decisions, which were mine and Jackie's, and also the physicians that made some strong recommendations about when this happened to me before. I was 40 as compared to, 60. So it's not so easy to bounce back, and it's going to take more time to really concentrate on that recovery. And I like to turn on the work, like you do and like a lot of my friends. When you're working, you need to work and you need to perform, and there's an expectation you're going to get a job done. I'm not one that's easily going to just go work for an hour and then have to go take it easy and go in for whatever, the prescription is for the next few hours. I'm going to hit it. And then my wife, family, and doctors were very aware of that. And they said, you very simply can't do it.
So it was more of a, let's take care of number one. Priority, yeah. Number one, then priority two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fair question, but you only have a minute, so that's probably par for the course. As you got your timeline, was it one of those, oh, man, as you saw that you couldn't take some of the things through to the end that you were hoping to, that we'd talked about, or was it, great, it's time for somebody else to take it, and the transition here will allow more of a legacy for the project?
Yes to both of those, but a little bit more detail because it did.
Not too much detail because you only got 30 seconds.
I know. Yeah, okay. I only. So when we return from our break,
I see you do the 30-second bridge, huh?
I do have a couple things to say about that because some really important people weighed in and are playing a significant part of that.
All right, fine. You melted as far as we can. KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Supervisor Smith.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith, who did his best to make that transition smooth into the commercial break. Before the break, Jimmy, we were spending a little bit of time talking about legacies and projects continuing. And I would imagine that it was probably in a weird sense kind of cool that, okay, you could wrap things up, it's on your timeline, mm-hmm. not on this regulatory entity or that one that might take an extra 6 months, and now instead of having things completed as you were feeling comfortable with, it gets drug on and now nothing clean. This at least gives you that clarity and that time reference as you're looking at some of these projects. Before the break, you'd said couple guys you were talking with, trying to put things into place. So where are some of your favorite projects sitting right now?
I think a lot of them are going to be sitting with my fellow board members. They're going to be sitting with my fellow board members and council members from the seven counties, certainly. Those are big issues, trying to make sure that we've got infrastructure dollars and watersheds in place, those things that we worked on for the years I was so honored to chair the integrated planning effort, the O-Russian, cliffs in place to be able to transition in as the alternate for the next few months. Jake McKenzie's taken over as the chair of the integrated seven county planning team. And we are planning on a meeting in Siskiyou County for the seven counties, which is really a big deal for me to sit down with the team, and I'll be stepping off the executive committee after 7 years from the formative stages. And not that any person is essential in that team, but it is an incredible group of talented people that came together, and I'm going to miss them because they did so much.
Well, I would think that part of the challenge is the oral or the non-written history and background.
Yeah.
And you know, Ryan was in yesterday, and was sharing the Rolodex concept. Yeah, he's got a big old smile on his face now.
I hope he didn't give you the whole Rolodex.
No. And I said, so are you going to buy it from him? And he said, well, it would be antiquated within 3 or 4 months because things are so fluid.
They are.
But that upstairs knowledge of, got this situation, here's who you call to make things happen. And I think all of us have got that informal Rolodex in whatever our life circle is.
Yeah.
But to transfer that to somebody else, I think that's the real challenge of passing through that information or transitioning from one person in the chair to the next person so that you don't have that huge downtime. When you mentioned that with this board, I'm just thinking, yeah, they're going to miss you. You're going to miss them. Okay, you'll have the kumbaya. You walk out with the hardware. Great, wonderful stuff. But the relationships and knowing who to call quickly, those are going to be the things that I think the entire group and the region, that's where they're going to really miss Jimmy.
Well, that's a nice compliment, but I never put myself at that level.
Consider the amount of time you've been in the saddle.
Well,
it happens. I mean, whether you wanted to or not, it happens, right?
It just is that if things are going to happen and you're going to, if you want projects and they're not always successful, if you want them to happen for the people that you work for so that you can demonstrate to them that you've done your best, you have to have those team players, and that means that you need to have strong relationships, and it crosses. We talked a little while ago about the political part of it. Those boundaries, they don't matter whether it's nonpartisan, whether it's Republican, Democrat, whoever. You just need to go out and work at it. You need to make those contacts happen on a Saturday evening or on a Sunday morning when you're by yourself in your office. Just check in with them. Say everything okay out there in D.C., everything all right in San Francisco office, for whether it's Senator Feinstein or whether it's Barbara Boxer's staff over in Central Valley. Just touch bases. Make sure they know you're there so that when a problem comes up and it's real, and somebody needs help and attention, that you can touch the dots together, and hopefully the team will respond, and you can help with that. We have such a capable board and such a great staff, and the interwork between the cities, Ferndale and Fortuna, and especially our relationship with the city of Eureka, is so strong. The people are, they're the best of character. They make those things happen. So it's just being one little part of a gigantic team of really talented people that eventually will pull projects like Martin Slough, or whether it's Salt River, the biggest restoration project ever in Northern California, or whether it's water efficiency over in Siskiyou County or in Trinity County, a new water network for the people in Weaverville. It doesn't matter as long as you've got the team together and they can all connect and make sure they get the job done.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Jimmy Smith.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, before the break, you were talking about the connectiveness and the team, kumbaya, and you know the annual picnic and that kind of, that kind of stuff. What I was hearing as you were talking was you've got some people that are around you that are regular guys. Dependable. They're there. Their word is their word.
Yes.
You don't have to interpret it.
Nope.
You don't have to go to the thesaurus to find out what their definition of that word is today. How common is that?
I think I've been in my career as a county supervisor and even a harbor commissioner before that. I think I've really been lucky. The people that I've been able to work with all these years have been like that. And they're intelligent, they're solid, they had tremendous backgrounds, and they're supportive. And that's the way my board is today and past members that I've worked with on the Board of Supervisors.
Who was your favorite?
They're all my
favorites. No.
They're all
my favorites. No, somebody's got, whether it's Cowboy or somebody else, there's got to be somebody who either you enjoyed a little bit more off the stage, that you enjoyed locking up heads with and debating. I mean, there's got to be somebody. You go, you know, that one.
I could tell stories about, you know, I came on when Paul Kirk was on the Board of Supervisors and Anna Sparks was just going off. And so there was, you know, there was some different dynamics in the from the old Danny Walsh and Bonnie Neely and Wes Chesbrough days. And then I came on later. And, of course, Roger and John Woolley and Julie Fulkerson before that. And so I've been through some, just a range of people who have taught me a lot, and I'm very grateful for. Of course, the saddest moment was when we lost Roger in that tragic accident, and Johanna came on and poured her heart into the job, and she did tremendous. She worked her heart out for several months under very, very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, I can't imagine that load.
Yeah,
dealing with everything.
Yeah,
but it.
Yeah, you think I got a little hill to climb over. Look what she did. She stepped into a job that was very difficult, full of memories.
Were you there when Sam Mitchell pinch hit?
I actually was a kid.
You got a little taste of Sam?
I was a kid when Sam Mitchell decided he wanted to go back and fill that gap in the term.
And that so, must have been an eye-opener.
Oh, he came. I rode with Sam Mitchell on trips to Salmon Unlimited when I was a kid. So I was fully trained.
Oh, so you
fully trained. And when Perfect. He said, "Kid, I want this job for this interim period, and I want the fishermen to support me, and now it's your job to go get the letters to the governor's office to make sure that." And I want to tell you, I was at full attention, and I did just exactly as I was directed.
Well, I would think that's one of the cool things being around this whole thing as long as you have. I suppose you and I. That's frightening.
Yes, it is.
Maybe Tyson also, dragging a couple of other warm bodies. Remembering the personalities and going back.
Yeah.
And how business is conducted so differently now.
Yeah.
Than what it was before. I can remember you mentioned Danny and Wes and Anna. That was Irv.
Yeah, Irv Renner, sure.
That was the set that this show started with.
Yeah,
and having the legacies back, and then when Sam came in and pinch hit, and now Virginia, you know, with her dad, and those connections. I think that might be the strength of a lot of what the supervisors have had over the last 20, 30, 35 years.
Yes.
Is that so many are local people or locally grounded people or people who have been intertwined with locals rather than puddle jumping to another position.
Yeah. And really enjoy that kind of on the ground, and you stated it really perfectly. That's the strength of the board we have now, Mark and Virginia and and
those other guys.
Ryan,
you know, and that was going to end up in the news. You know that.
Oh yeah. I mean, they are just really, you know, we all exchange for each other. When I was talking about Cliff and Neil Russian, and Mark's going to be. He is the alternate for the integrated planning effort, so he'll be stepping up to fill in there. Virginia and I are hand in hand with the projects with the city of Rico. We met last night again doing city-county high-profile issues so that we can bring ones that need attention back to the board. Ryan and I are
working on... I'm not going to mention that one high-profile thing.
We are working on things every day, whether it's helping each other in Clam Beach or whether we're at Centerville or whether it's the water issues, whatever, we're connected through those committee assignments on a daily basis.
Would it have been fair to drop Rex into any of those positions first thing out of the chute? Because he is going to have some appointments. Certainly will have a whole lot more at the first of the year.
Yeah.
Would it have been fair to put him into those positions, or was there any conversation between the two, or did he say, you know, no? Just let me kind of catch up and get to the spot where I need to be,
yeah.
So that I can, you know, be your shadow for a little bit and then jump into this thing a little bit early.
Well, that's going to be board's discretion coming up.
Yeah, and it's the governor and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
yes,
we get rid of those things that are just kind of foo-foo.
We have talked,
you guys
and
talk,
and you know that's a reason when the committee assignments are made, there's a backup to the position and. Just in the event some thing like this happens, then there's somebody to step in and fill a gap for that interim period until the assignments are all made. That will happen earlier because August 3rd will be my final day, and that's coming fast. I think that's five meetings from
just
now.
In front of the horse racing, I note. Just a casual comment.
I'll be out ahead of the pack.
Yeah, okay.
So... They'll be talking about, you know, what the other assignments are and what they want to do for the permanency of Eel Russian, for one, because I'm stepping off as a chair, which is really a big deal for Humboldt, and then the vice chair of the integrated, the seven county one. So there'll be lots of talk about that. But the other ones, and I want to say this really clearly, Rex has been working his heart out. He's been in... beside me, we've been out in the field, we've gone to neighborhoods, we're looking at issues. He filled in for me the other night when I wasn't at 100% out in Port Kenyon with some flooding and other things we have happening to provide some assurances with our staff that we're going to continue to work on it. So he, in fact, last weekend we were in clear down to Centerville and we looked at some problems on some ranch lands that need to be fixed hydraulically and He gets it. He's smart. He got full support from the board, as I read my letters, which were probably some of the most difficult things I ever did. And that's the way he's going to the governor's office in a package from the Board of Supervisors, and I think that's just
He's not going by car?
We got to watch him all.
Okay,
the time.
Fair enough. Yeah, tracking. KINS, News and Information Times 343. We'll be back with more from Jimmy Smith.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 347. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, so you're supervisor through the 3rd.
3rd of August.
I'm sure that you're going to kind of go, huh, when that day comes, because yes. You know, everybody's going to be there. This last segment, I'd like to talk a little, just because that's all we have, about transition. We've got Dwayne,
yes.
Riggy, and Fortuna, who's out. Well, this coming Tuesday's his last show.
Loretta's in.
I'm hoping that he's bringing Loretta along and she won't wimp out on us. Nee, 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 nee. Okay. We got Dave Tyson.
Yes.
Going out. too long-term, well thought of. You're going out. It's not transition abnormal, but it's transition with longevity abnormal. Are we in a good spot? Is this a time when we might, with all the federal stuff going on, with the state stuff going on with those projects, where the ball might be dropped?
I think it could happen if you didn't have what we talked about earlier, the incredibly talented people that we have. And they understand that that ball's moving all the time. Look at the redistricting that happened. And even look a little bit ahead, Wes has got 2 years, and he's going to be retiring. So we're going to be talking about...
You're not foreshadowing he's going to come back as a supervisor, are you?
It's always possible, yeah. Well, it happened in Sonoma County. Valerie came back.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked.
So David Tyson will be a huge loss, but I don't think David's going anywhere, and he'll always be here to help. And I hope that, you know, John Woolley's talked about we should just start up a group of the old
an ex-club
alumni and, yeah, and start talking about, well, here's what we ought to be doing to try and help out a little bit.
You know, not that Woolley and I saw eye to eye on a whole bunch of stuff, but that makes a ton of sense.
It really does. Yeah. I thought it was. I didn't want to admit it in front
and you
of
don't,
him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about Brown Act and some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But with everybody knowing where the bodies are and everybody else knowing who the bodies are and that they're there and the connections, yeah, and stuff, I would think that would be a really powerful force.
And we have...
For information.
We have incredible people. If you look at the teams, you know, back to them again, because they make it happen. Kurt Gerlichs and Mike Knights and Rob Walls and our Tom Mattson.
Yeah, the
and,
next step down guys.
Yeah,
they're all there.
Chris,
yeah,
Whitworth and the list just goes...
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, you were talking about Bill Damiano a little while ago, and Mike Downey and Merle Harfam, and things are changing there too. There's a sequence to this, and it's ideas, and it's management, and it's techniques, and it's policies, but it's good, solid people that are going to make those decisions, and I will support them with all my heart.
Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to see you back here, kind of do a swan song. I don't know what this was, but it was something akin to that. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop with Jimmy Smith. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.